Hello and welcome to the ESVS podcast. I'm Susanne Stockmans and today we are discussing an editor's choice research letter. The title is Radiation Protection and Pregnancy in Vascular Surgery and Interventional Radiology in the Netherlands and was published in the European Journal of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery in December 2024. The intersection of radiation safety and pregnancy is a topic that's not often discussed openly, so I am happy to welcome Dr. Jonge, the first author of this paper, to talk about this important subject. Dr. Jonge is a Dutch vascular surgeon that just finished her fellowship in the OVG Hospital in Amsterdam and just started as a fellow vascular surgery at Barwon Health Hospital, Geelong, Australia. Thank you for making time for us in your busy schedule today.
Hey, Susanne, thank you for inviting me to talk about this very important and indeed mostly undiscussed subject.
First of all, what inspired you and your co-authors to take on this research?
Well, actually, it was a combination of the recently published guideline of the ESVS in 2023 and the article of Tatarian et al. Published in the Annals of Surgery in 2024 about the impact of surgeons' workload on pregnancy outcomes. Nowadays, there is more awareness about radiation exposure, safety and protection. And I think that the European Society of Vascular Surgeons did a very good job in issuing this guideline. The recent awareness about increased risk for pregnancy complications in females is another subject that has been beyond reproach for a long while. Those two things got us to discuss the combination of these two things, pregnancy and radiation, in our yearly meeting about the training program for vascular surgeons in the Netherlands. With the increasing number of female vascular surgeons, we were curious to know how they experienced the knowledge of, teaching about, and the handling with the subject. And during the process, we found out it might not only be interesting to look at the Dutch vascular surgeons, but basically also at the Dutch interventional radiologist, as in the Netherlands, they have kind of the similar training program as ours, and obviously work both with radiation.
Can you summarize the primary objective of your research for our listeners?
As there is no uniform Dutch policy regarding the use of radiation by pregnant vascular surgeons, interventional radiologists, and residents, we aimed to discuss the use of radiation and radiation protection strategies during pregnancy in Dutch female vascular surgeons and interventional radiologists. Also, information about the impact on training programs and family planning in the light of this subject is currently lacking.
And can you walk us through the survey design and how you gathered responses?
Yeah, what we did is we conducted an online survey. It was designed in Google Forms, and we wanted to make it easy, accessible, and not too long to answer. So we distributed the survey via our two professional organizations, the Dutch Society for Vascular Surgery and the Dutch Society of Interventional Radiology. Data collection was done between April and September 2023, and eventually the questionnaire was sent to 88 female vascular surgeons and 51 female interventional radiologists. The response rate was 44% in vascular surgeons and 53% in interventional radiologists. Of course, we would have liked to hit higher percentages, but we sent it multiple times, we sent multiple reminders, and this was eventually what we got.
One of the striking findings in your paper was that 20% of respondents cited radiation exposure as a reason not to become pregnant, and many others reported delays in family planning. How do you interpret these findings?
Yeah, you address it in the right words. This was indeed really striking, and in a way it worried us because it means that one in five females decide not to become pregnant, or let's say it in a different way, they don't want to become pregnant because of the use of radiation. So they don't want to start a family, they delay family planning because of radiation exposure. And it worries us, female vascular surgeons and interventional radiologists. It's the stage of life in which couples want to start to plan a family, and especially diving deeper in the reason why was very interesting to us, since we feel that the reason for postponing pregnancy might be something that can be resolved and the worries might be reduced.
And your paper also mentioned that part of the respondents felt inadequately protected during pregnancy. What does this say about current radiation safety protocols and equipment?
Well, this stresses more and more that we have to do something about education, about making protocols, and about the way in which we protect ourselves and our residents from radiation. In the first place, about 50% of the vascular surgeons and one-third of the interventional radiologists answered that they had insufficient information about radiation and pregnancy. Also, about 60% of both vascular surgeons and interventional radiologists did not get any feedback on radiation exposure during pregnancy. And lastly, and definitely not least of concern, about 50% of all respondents answered that their lead apron did not fit well during their pregnancy. And in line with that, about 50% of female vascular surgeons did not feel adequately protected during pregnancy. And it is actually quite interesting because this percentage was way lower in interventional radiology, where only 7% stated that they felt inadequately protected.
And do you know what explains this difference?
Well, it might be that they get better information about the way that radiation causes difficulties or problems in pregnancy, and they might be better informed about the fact that a good fitted lead apron will not automatically lead to damage to the baby.
It's very interesting, those differences. And let's talk about training. Your findings indicated that nearly half of the respondents experienced delays in their training due to pregnancy. What are the long-term implications for women in these specialties?
Yeah, it's correct. Although I have to add to the statement that this question was only asked to the vascular surgeons and not to the interventional radiology residents. And that has something to do with the difference in training for interventional radiologists compared to vascular surgeons. Because interventional radiologists, they can go into different rotations during their training program to make sure that they don't really miss out on valuable training time during their pregnancy. So, for instance, they can go into ultrasound guided internships if they're pregnant. So, we asked the respondents about the implications that their pregnancy has on the long term. And what they stated is that actually they miss valuable endo training time that they cannot really make up with in the remaining time of their training program. Because what they do is they reduce the radiation by altering the type of procedures that they perform. Procedures involving angiography and long endovascular aortic interventions are particularly avoided. And in some cases, this causes a shortcoming eventually in their training.
If we talk about the topic of radiation protection, what role do local radiation safety experts play, and how could their involvement be improved?
The local radiation safety experts already play a big role in everything concerning radiation and radiation protection in hospitals in the Netherlands. But unfortunately, we found out that only 36% of pregnant vascular surgeons and 44% of pregnant interventional radiologists had been in contact with the local radiation safety experts during pregnancy. And we believe that in the light of the earlier discussed lack of knowledge about this subject, that the local radiation safety expert must become more well known to both vascular surgeons and interventional radiologists. They can improve the information provision, and we can also improve data exchange.
And what are your thoughts on the personal dosimeters mentioned in your study? Are they being used effectively?
First of all, I think it's remarkable that there is quite a difference between the percentages of respondents from vascular surgery compared to interventional radiology. That being said, I certainly think there is room for improvement, especially in vascular surgery. In my opinion, in line with the previous question, vascular surgeons in training should have a talk with the local radiation safety expert and should get a personal dosimeter at the same time. This makes the awareness bigger. And it lowers the threshold of talking about radiation and radiation protection. In this way, by the time females get pregnant, they know who to talk to.
That sounds like a really good idea. And your paper concluded with a call for standardized protocols and improved education. What would an ideal radiation protection framework for pregnant professionals look like?
Definitely not an easy question, and it's definitely not an easy answer. I think if it would have been that easy, it would probably already been there. The fact is that pregnant women have a tendency to work their way around radiation, and that is in the majority of the pregnancies not necessary. There are three main pillars that are, in my opinion, very important. It's information provision, amongst others via local radiation safety experts. It's improvement of personal protection equipment, which means not the one-size-fits-all approach, and making this subject a topic of conversation. And these three things will leave room for the desirable personalized approach for every individual case as well.
And how do you see this research influencing future guidelines or sparking future studies in this area?
Well, it's nice to see, and it's a good thing that already now it changed education about radiation in surgical training in the Netherlands. Training about radiation has been brought forward in the training modules and will be subject of training in year one and two. And as the second part of your question, I hope Europe and even the rest of the world, because unfortunately there is still an incredible difference in the way radiation and radiation safety is approached. And once more, I have great appreciation for the way in which the ESVS has been able to describe radiation and radiation hygiene so professionally and easily applicable in their guideline. And I hope this is an example for many and that this is a pickup worldwide.
As this research touches on a deeply personal topic for many in our field, what has the responses been like since your paper was published?
Yeah, unfortunately, both radiation in general and radiation in pregnancy are two subjects that we don't talk about too easily or too much. And we had a lot of positive reactions after the publication and were able to openly discuss this subject, at least in the Netherlands now. And it was also an honor to be interviewed by the Vascular News at the ESVS in Krakow last year, because this definitely gained some international attention to this subject.
And lastly, if you could give one piece of advice to institutions or colleagues about supporting pregnant professionals in vascular surgery or interventional radiology, what would it be?
Apart from all that already has been said, please just communicate. And I mean communication from both sides, both the pregnant vascular surgeons or trainees and the involved colleagues, because there might be a lot of assumptions from both sides about whether or whether not somebody should or should not use radiation during pregnancy. And as said before, there's often a lack of knowledge about this subject and assumptions, and this results in concerns from either the pregnant doctor or their colleagues. And I think expectation management and planning in an early stage of pregnancy might be very fruitful.
Dr. Junge, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insight. It was so interesting to hear everything that you have discovered in your research. And to our listeners, thank you for listening to the ESVS podcast. We hope this episode sparks conversations in your own institutions about improving radiation safety and support for pregnant professionals. We encourage all our listeners to read the complete paper. We will link it in our show notes. More discussions on key papers and other vascular podcasts coming up soon. In the meantime, please follow us on our socials to stay updated on new releases. We wish you all a great day. Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Also from my side, thanks for listening and cheers all the way from Australia.